Beulah Land, Beulah Land. I got a home over in Beulah Land. Beulah Land, Beulah Land. I got a home over in Beulah Land. I got a home over in Beulah Land. Well, I'm not gonna stop till I.
Well, folks, Ken Whiteley is a Canadian roots music legend, and he always gets uncomfortable when people say that because he's Canadian. He's got a little humility. His musical journey has taken him from jug band, folk and swing to blues, gospel and children's music. Among numerous accolades, he has been awarded a Canadian Folk Music Award, Genie Award for Best Original Song in a Canadian Film, Lifetime Achievement Recognition from Folk Music Ontario, and Mariposa Folk Festival. He's also been nominated for 7 Juno Awards and 14 Maple Blues Awards. There's just so much more to tell you, but I think it's better if we just do this. All right, here's the real reason that I keep having Ken back on the show. Because, you know, I've struggled with church for years. But I found a church that I kind of dig. It's called Ken Whiteley's Sunday Matinee Gospel Music Series at Hughes Room in Toronto. And it starts October 26th. And here to tell us more about it is some guy named Ken Whiteley.
Hello, Drew.
Welcome back, young man.
I'm glad to be here.
Welcome back. Who's with you this time on the Gospel Matinee?
I've got a special Nova Scotia gospel show. So I've been exploring a lot of different stuff. I got a little Ontario Arts Council grant. So last fall at this time, I was actually down in the Georgia Sea Islands and checking out music down there and stuff like that. And then the other part of that grant was to go to Nova Scotia. Because I've known for years, and I've had some exposure to the African Nova Scotian community, but had never really made a big connection with those folks. And so I went down there to kind of do that last spring and met a wonderful woman named Linda Carvery, who has just got a beautiful big voice. And I went to the Mother's Day service in North Preston at the Baptist Church in North Preston. And, Drew, that was a church service even you would have liked. for me, it was as much as anything at that church service was the sense of community. And those were families that had been there in that community of North Preston for generations. And everybody knew everybody's mother and aunt and grandmother and, you know, and you don't always see that, and people don't always have that history together. And when people have that history and yet are also inclusive and willing to welcome people like my wife and I who wander in virtually off the street. I mean, we had planned it, but, you know, as far as most of the people in the church there were concerned, we walked in off the street. So to kind of share a little bit of that community. And so there's 3 singers from Nova Scotia, and then my son and I. So
but hold on, you're being humble again. And first of all, what were you doing before you came here? Were you out in the bush? Were you?
I was actually moving some. Today was the day to move all the indoor plants back inside. Okay. So I was carrying.
I can tell you were being very natural.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do this. You've got a little
perspiration.
A little leaf on your forehead.
A leaf.
There. Yeah, there you go. All right, okay, that's good. Because we got the video going, Ken.
Okay. Well,
we want people to see the sexy side of Ken Whiteley today.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you were got the video thing going. I totally would have changed shirts. I thought, should I change shirts? Oh no, I better get there. So.
Dude, you can't be a roots guy and be worried about, you know, wearing fancy clothes. So you've also got the entire Lion King cast at this thing or something. What's
well,
going
no,
on?
Well, no, because, I mean, so when I was speaking to Linda Carvery, I said, who do you know who would be great to have with this? And she said Jeremiah Sparks is a great keyboard player and he actually does the music ministry at Grant African Methodist Episcopal Church in Toronto.
Wait, are we talking about Mufasa?
Yes, he was Mufasa in The Lion King, and he's from Cherry Brook, Nova Scotia, one of the African Nova Scotian communities, and his good friend Javaro Smith is actually the pastor at Grant AME, and so. They sing together, and Javaro I've never actually even heard because I never made it to see Lion King, but he was in Lion King and now he's the pastor there, but apparently has this great baritone, you know, rich baritone voice, so it's going to be pretty awesome.
Good. All right. Well, I think we've talked enough. I think we should do a song.
I think so too.
What
and
are you
so.
Doing?
I was thinking for Thanksgiving Day, I would start off with It's Another Day's Journey, and I'm so glad. And I brought the washboard there. Josh, if you want to play the washboard.
Josh, my son on the washboard. It's kind of ironic because he hasn't washed a single item of clothing ever, you know. So, well, folks, you can hear him in the background. He's not really in the background. He's kind of in the foreground there. Mr. Ken Whiteley, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad and the world can't do me no harm. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad, and the world can't do me no harm. I'm gonna beat the devil running, and I'm so glad, and the world can't do me no harm. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad, and the world can't do me no harm. Sanctified and holy, and I'm so glad. Yes, I'm sanctified, holy, and I'm so glad, and the world can't do me no harm.
Everybody, in your car, in your home, wherever you are right now, join me. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad, and the world can do me no harm.
Ken Whiteley on the Drew Marshall Show. Buddy, you know what? I have said this many times in my life when I talk about you. If your body parts don't move at one of your gigs, you're dead. That's kind of how it works. Really is. And what? And I love Hughes Room. I'm just the biggest fan of Richard and the gang down there. It is such a great listening venue.
Yes, you can really get
You can get a great bite to eat. You can get some lovely drinks, and it is a pure listening venue.
Yeah. It's totally set up for listening, so there's not a bad seat in the house. You know, you can see the stage well from everywhere, and the sound is good. They've got a great sound crew there, and yeah, it's very comfortable. You know, it's not pretentious or anything like that, that's kind of, you know, how I run those shows is all about inclusiveness, and so that's
well, and everybody's in on it, man. We're clapping, we're singing, we're doing stuff, you know.
Yes,
and and you don't feel, you know, sometimes you go to a thing like that and you think, oh, you know, this is awkward, and am I going to be the only one? No, the whole room is with you, man. The whole room is with you. Now, the other thing I love about these gigs, and we're talking about Ken Whiteley's Gospel Matinee, the last Sunday of the month, this month and next month, but probably not December?
No.
So for the next 2 months, October.
January, November, and then January, February,
starts
March.
Up again. So October 26th, I believe, is the date. Yeah. 2 o'clock. Get there. I would say go for lunch. Get, you know, reserve tables. Get lunch. Yeah. And then, guaranteed to have a lovely thing. But you showcase all these. Like, it's a complete variety show. Complete variety. Those days are gone, man. When you're showcasing, you know, and you've got no ego in this. You let everyone else shine.
Well, what I love is that the format is that everybody's on stage at the same time, and it's not that everybody has to sing on every single song, but that we are sharing. And, you know, it started at folk festivals. You know, I would host the gospel workshop at folk festivals. And they have that format where you're kind of going round robin, and I have had so many incredible experiences doing gospel workshops at folk festivals over the last 45 years that it's just I was, you know, 12, 13 years ago I said, like, this is too much fun to just do this in the summer. You know, I have to figure out a way to so I can do the same kind of thing. So I figured if I get to choose who's on the show and present it myself, then I can, you know, and instead of sometimes, you know, you'll just get going at those festival workshops. And so this is like, we've got 2 hours, but if we go 2 hours and 10 minutes, nobody's going to complain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like, you know, if it ends up being an hour and 55, that's okay too. You know, whatever happens. We just go right through and just go round robin and we should tell
some of your fans, and I know our show has many Ken Whiteley fans, because you are our most reoccurring musician.
Oh, my goodness.
We've had some reoccurring musicians, but you're our most recurring musician. And I think, look, Ken, I think we resonate with where things are at musically, spiritually, and a whole bunch of things. So that's why I love having you on the show so much. But we need to let some of your fans know that there is an upcoming gig that ain't upcoming anymore.
That's right. The people from the nice folks at the Canal Bank Shuffle, which is a nice little sort of blues festival down in Niagara, and they thought, oh, hey, we should do a gospel brunch at our blues festival. A great idea, but the venue didn't work out so well. People weren't buying enough tickets, so that was supposed to be next Sunday, the 19th, and I was going to do that with this couple from the United States, great singers Kim and Reggie Harris, and they just pulled the plug on that. So I'll be playing the night before. I'm playing in Albany with Kim and Reggie. So it's a mixed blessing. You know, I'm disappointed that we won't get to sing for the good folks of Niagara region, but it would have been nice to have. And they're talking about maybe doing it next year and kind of organizing it a little better. And
good. All right. More.
So why don't I do a song that I wrote with Kim and Reggie Harris, since I mentioned them, and I'm gonna, you know, I know you sometimes have listeners in the States,
so a lot of American listeners.
So I'm heading off. Actually, I'll be in Tacoma Park, Maryland, next Friday, the 17th, and then the 18th, I'm outside of Albany in Voorheesville, New York, and both of those concerts are with.
That's like Muddy Waters territory, man.
Voorheesville? Muddy Waters was in my dreams last night. Did you know
what?
That? Yeah, he was in my dreams, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about his recordings and how...
Albany Avenue.
There's something about Muddy Waters, you know, like those first recordings. And I think it's like, you know, so many of those things, when it's the first time something is done in a certain way,
yeah.
You know? And even though Muddy Waters for his entire life was a great singer, yeah. And he would just, you know, play the slide guitar and it would just be magic every time he went... You know, it was still magic.
Wait, what did it sound like again, Ken?
You know, and he was always great, and he did make some good records later in his life. But there's something about those early records with, you know, Willie Dixon on bass and Little Walter playing harmonica, and now there's like, I won't say there's a million guys, but there's probably several hundreds of people who can play those notes. Among myself, you know, but who can play the notes of that Muddy Waters stuff?
Yeah.
But it's not. But even Muddy, who could, you know, never captured that magic. So he and I were discussing this morning, early morning.
Really,
in my dream. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was totally agreeing with me.
Well, that's a good dream. Otherwise, it would have been a nightmare. All right, what are we doing? Oh, listen to you.
Well, what do I do? When my dreams have gone wrong, when the forces I'm fighting, they all seem too strong, I'm not giving up, there's no turning back, but what do I do when there's something I lack, there is no answer. Still I carry on. What do I do when all hope seems lost? When the price is too heavy, how do I pay the cost? It would be easy to think money could buy all that I need for my spirit to fly, but there is no answer. Still I carry on. All that surrounds us tells us who we are, what we need to know. Fear may surround us. We can make it through. Let go. What do I do with the insecurity? All that I feel inside, the work still in front of me. Trouble fills my mind. Can't stand the pain. I've saved the day, then I go, not this again. There is no answer, but still I carry on. Oh, there is no answer, still I carry on. There is no answer. Still I carry, oh, carry on. And like Job, my questions are gone. Still I carry.
Dude, what a pretty song. What a really pretty song. I don't think I've heard that before. How new is this?
I wrote that with my friend Reggie Harris. And Reggie is someone who had a liver condition for many years. And it's a few falls ago, it reached this critical point, like where they said, we have to get you a new liver this week or you should settle your affairs. And, you know, it's like you can imagine, you know, most people, we all, at least at some level, know that we're going to leave our bodies, leave this life. But when you're actually faced with it and said, could be this week, you know, it's a good chance it's going to be this week, you know. So but maybe we'll find you a liver. And, you know, so it's like your life is turned upside down. You're a self-employed musician, you know, so he has the transplant. They find someone. He has the transplant, you know, and he lives in the United States, so it's the American healthcare system. So he's like, you know, he's out of there in like 4 days or something like that, you know, can, you know, barely walk. And they check him out and give him a book, you know, about 3 inches thick that says, you know, here's what you have to do. And he's, you know, he can't work. He has all this stuff. So he was telling my wife and I this story at his kitchen table, you know, the first time we'd seen him since the transplant, and how, you know, there's like so many things happen and you just are like overwhelmed, and it's like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through all this, you know? And yet you just carry on.
You do.
And especially when you connect with faith and you connect with how that manifests through the people that
through
you
community.
Know
yeah,
and through
yeah,
community
yeah.
and stuff like that. So it's, you know, like he would have, you know, there'd be no food or something like that. And someone would say, hey, I'm just passing through Philadelphia. Can I come by and, you know, do you need anything? I'm going to come by, drop some stuff off, you know. And this would just sort of
beautiful.
Happen just when he needed it.
Beautiful.
And, yeah.
No, that was delightful. I don't think I've ever described a song as delightful before.
And it's funny because as I was singing that song, I was thinking there's what I actually recorded that song and had a guy named Chuck Campbell, who's in a group called the Campbell Brothers, and they do Sacred Steel. And so Chuck and his brother Derek are these incredible steel players who play in the black gospel tradition. It's phenomenal. And I've had the privilege of playing with these guys a few times. And they live in Rochester, New York. But they were actually just about to fly to Europe out of Toronto Pearson. And his brother Chuck's brother Derek had a massive heart attack sitting on the plane waiting to take off. And so Derek's now in a Brampton hospital. And Chuck, as I say, who played on that track, you know, called me and said, you know, just want to let you know, you know, and, you know, so he's going to be back and forth to the Toronto area. And so I was thinking about Derek and, you know, we all encounter that in so many ways, you know, where these overwhelming things you weren't expecting, you know, life throws you a curve and you just to carry on. And anybody wants to send out some prayers for Derek Campbell, that would, I'm sure, be appreciated.
I think it would, yeah. Well, what I would appreciate is everyone showing up, along with myself. Season 12 of Ken Whiteley's Sunday Matinee Gospel Series is starting at Hughes Room in Toronto, October 26th, with special Nova Scotia Gospel Celebration. And that in beer. I mean, that's heaven right there, eh? Nova Scotia Gospel Celebration in beer, that's heaven for me. So this is going to be, as I said, at Hughes Room on October 26th. This is down in Toronto. Linda Carvery, who will also be on our show on the 25th, so the day before, the Saturday before this gig, Linda Carvery will be here in studio,
and I think
along with
Jeremiah
Sparks.
That's right, yeah.
Dude, you hooked a brother up, man. That's a great hookup. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that a lot. Founder of the Nova Scotia Mass Choir and fellow Nova Scotia Jeremiah Sparks, Mufasa from the Toronto production of The Lion King. And listen, you need to know that each of these shows that Ken does here, the Gospel Matinee, highlights the interaction of award-winning guest vocalists and musicians sharing the stage with Ken for a joyous afternoon of uplifting music. Really is. Like, I don't want to make this sound like a Hallmark moment, but it is tremendously, tremendously uplifting. Whether you're coming for terrific music or to sing and clap along or for the spiritual experience, this gospel series series promises to be an accessible and exciting blend of musical styles that is appropriate for music lovers of all ages. $20 in advance, $22.50 at the door. Showtime is 2. Show up early, get a table, make reservations, have a great bite to eat, a couple of drinks, and we'll see you there myself. All right, another tune, can we please?
Somebody sang for me, had me on their mind. They took the time and sang for me, and I'm so glad they sang. I'm so glad they sang. Oh, I'm so glad they sang for me. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed. Yes, I'm so glad they prayed. Oh, I'm so glad they prayed. They prayed for me. Yes, somebody marched for me. They had me on their mind. Yes, they took the time and marched for me, marched for me. Yes, and I'm so glad they marched. Yes, I'm so glad they marched. I'm so glad they marched, marched. Yeah, my mother prayed for me. She had me on her mind. Oh, yeah, she took the time and prayed for me. Oh, and I'm so glad she prayed. Yes, I'm so glad. I'm so glad she prayed for me.
Just a little sample of what you'll get at the Gospel Matinee, Ken Whiteley's Gospel. It used to be called the Gospel Brunch or Lunch or Breakfast, Middle of the Snack. I mean, what was it called? How many names?
Matinee. I've always favored matinee. Yeah. I mean, because the emphasis is on that it's a participatory show, as you said, and it's people can come for whatever meal it happens to be. You know, if you've been up all night, maybe it's dinner. You know, but yes, there's nice food there and. But the emphasis is not on the food, it's on the...
Yep. As a producer of over 125 recording projects, of course, I don't know when this was written, but if it was last week, it's probably now up to 179.
It's about 140, I think.
Good night. Yeah, slow down. Ken's productions have garnered 10 Canadian Gold and Platinum records, 4 American Gold records, 22 Juno and 2 Grammy nominations, and sold over 8 million copies. You're kind of a big deal.
Well... You know that and $2 will buy you a coffee. You know, it's like
Love how you struggle with compliments.
Well, no, it's fine. I mean, if someone said, "I love the way you played that lick," or "You really put that lyric across," okay, I'll take that. I will accept that if I agree with them. But you know, the awards and all that stuff. Yes, it's nice, and especially when it's peer recognition. I certainly appreciate that, and I certainly would be happy to sell more CDs than I have. You know, the 8 million, like a lot of those our Raffi records, right? So, I mean,
I don't know who that is.
Raffi was a children's artist, is still a children's artist, again, and that's great to see, and I have a huge love and respect for what Raffi did and does, and, you know, he's a great guy. And we worked together very closely for 11 years, and so made 7 records together, and those sold a lot of records. And, you know, and I've had other successes, and, you know, there's a woman in California, Nancy Cassidy, who had a series called Kid Songs, and she sold over 2 million copies. And, you know, Fred Penner doesn't have those numbers, but, you know.
Listen, when I met Fred Penner, I had him on the show, and when I met him at one of your gigs, one of these things, dude, I was stoked. I was just.
Oh, yeah. And Fred is an awesome guy, and he's a great singer. And he really has it at that level. And, you know, I did a Christmas album with Fred, and he sang with this Ukrainian men's choir from Winnipeg. And being in those rooms, do you remember the old Memorex commercial where is it real or is it Memorex? And there's a guy sitting in the chair with his hair like blowing back.
And he grabs the wine glasses and it slides back towards him. Yeah.
And being in the room with these guys singing with, and Fred, totally right there up with those guys, it was like being in that Memorex commercial for real. You know, no wind machines or anything. These guys were incredible. And,
That's cool. Have you ever had? I'm sure it's happened. I mean, you spent your entire life on stage. Any kind of crazy conundrum, accident, prank of falling off? Oh my goodness! Did I ever tell you?
I mean, I used to tour with Leon Redbone, and you know who's the
Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie's my name, by golly. Rogan and Steelin' is the game.
You know, anyway, so I used to play with Leon. We did Saturday Night Live together. We were playing in San Francisco at this place called the Great American Music Hall. A beautiful old space. It was built right after the reconstruction after the San Francisco earthquake, so like 1907 or whatever it was. Gorgeous space, you know, great crowd. Now, when I played with Leon, you could usually set your clock by, you know, his contract read a 45-minute set, and at the 46th minute, we were invariably walking off the stage. On this occasion, we flew up from L.A. He started drinking on the plane. I don't know what he did before noon, but anyway, you know, he started drinking on the plane. We, you know, drank through soundcheck. We went out for Japanese food, came back, did the show. That day, he played an hour and 20-minute set. I'd never happened before or again. It was fantastic, and he was pulling out all these old Lonnie Johnson songs that I'd never heard him do before or since, and we did a great show. Now, the stage, originally there had been these circular stairways from the second balcony down through past the stage. They had been taken out at some point. And so there's literally like a 4-foot drop off the stage onto the floor. And I'm walking behind Leon. Leon's carrying his little Martin guitar. And the stairs that they've replaced them with are very narrow stairs, no railing. And Leon missed the stairs entirely. He goes walking to this 4-foot drop, falls the 4-foot drop, and then continues walking. It was like, something happened there. You know, I was agape. This is incredible.
That was
pretty funny. That was pretty memorable and unique experience that I had on stage. I prefer to think of really of the incredible times I've had singing with some people. You know, not this past summer, but the summer before. You know, getting to sing with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
When did you do that?
Summer of 2013. Amoy and Cecile Levy were singing with me, and we were out at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So David Lindley was playing steel guitar and stuff like that, and the Blind Boys of Alabama.
I love those guys, man.
I love those guys. And I'd done gigs opening for them before, but I'd never, where we're like on a festival workshop stage together.
Nice.
And it was really great. And they were, they loved what we did, and you know, we got to play with them.
I have two real quick Blind Boys of Alabama stories. The first time I met Clarence and the gang down at the Toronto Jazz Fest or something, I don't know, down there, and stayed at the Sheraton Center, went to sign out, check out, and they said, sir, your room's already been taken care of. I said, what do you mean?
Wow.
No, so someone's taking care of me. Oh, well, what do you mean? Who took care of me? Well, they don't really want you to know. But the person kind of looked to the left, and I looked over where they looked, and there was the guys. It's like, you let them pay. They're blind. It was a mistake. They didn't mean to pay for the. So that was the first thing. And then just like a month ago, maybe, I got a phone call from Ricky McKinney, and I guess one of his band members was having trouble getting into the country, and so they couldn't tour without this guy, and they needed a little immigration help. I happen to have an immigration lawyer connection on the Drew Marshall Show. Chantal Deloge. There you go. A little
very
free
good.
Plug. But man, those guys. Oh.
Yeah.
Who's the big jolly guy? Do you know his name? I can never remember his name because he's kind of with them sometimes and other times he's
yeah,
not, right?
Yeah, I know exactly. And he's got a high voice.
Yes,
there's Jimmy Carter who is the original.
Yeah. Mr. Sustain.
Yeah, he's the guy that holds the note for 2.5 minutes.
And the crowd goes nuts. Yeah. we're getting a sample, folks. This is Ken Whiteley doing Mr. Carter.
Anyway, I didn't prepare for that moment. But anyway, you got the idea.
Nor did we.
And we sort of didn't really want to just have 2.5 minutes on air of, you know, me holding a note.
No, it was, no.
You know, but anyway. Yeah, the blind boys are great. Gold. But I've had so many incredible experiences. I feel so blessed to, you know, do what I do.
Listen, a lot of people have felt blessed to have partnered, you know, done stuff with you as well. We talk about the Levy sisters, Moy, of course, Sweetheart, and Jacob Moon. He's a huge fan of yours. And
as I am of him. Last winter, we did a bunch of Christmas shows together, which was really fun. And not this year. He's, you know, changing it up. I think he said he re-recorded some of his Christmas album, but anyway, I don't know. Whatever.
That guy's a working machine, man. He's just a working.
Yeah, right, he's gonna. I've had 29. I've completed 29 albums, and I think, you know, Jacob is at least 20 years younger than I am, and I think he's gonna beat me before he's finished, you know. He's working on it, you know.
He is a freak. KenWhiteley.com is where you want to go. There's a couple of E's in Whiteley. You figure it out, then you deserve to listen to his music. KenWhiteley.com. Taking us out here on the Drew Marshall Show.
This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. This is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. I said, this is the Lord's house. Everybody is welcome. Come on in. Welcome. whether you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, yeah, yeah, on 1250 Joy, yeah, come on in and take the bread of life.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Great job, man. Strong finish. Great job. You are a freak show. Ken Whiteley. That's not a nice thing to say, but it's true. Ken Whiteley. Again, the website, kenwhiteley.com. Kenwhiteley.com. Couple of E's in there, and you'll figure it out. Folks, that's the Drew Marshall Show. Again, if you missed any of today's show, you can check our website by the end of the week. We'll have all of that stuff up there for your re-listening pleasure or listening pleasure for the very first time. Have a listen to Martin Joseph as we head out for yet another week. Oh, by the way, happy Thanksgiving. There's some great videos on our website. Go to DrewTube at drewmarshall.ca. A couple of really fantastic videos that I think will make you appreciate where things are at in life, just as a whole. Thankfulness. Let's focus on that a little bit this weekend. You know, as North Americans.
I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all that fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. So I'll be asking for forgiveness then, until the day I die. Though I can't be sure of what I've done, I think I'd better try. Well, thank God you're not the jury. Well, thank God I'm not the judge. Here's to a bigger picture. Here's to the bigger love. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years.